Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Harvey Haddix. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is hit by the pitch. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Clemente moves to second. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. There goes Taylor. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clemente hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. One out. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddix covering, for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 2 in the game. Haddix hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 3 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart is hit by the pitch. Schofield moves to second. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Schofield moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. Foyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Long out. 1 out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 3 in the game. Haddix bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to second. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark strikes out. Chick King pinch runs for Al Dark. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. King moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin bunts towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King moves to third. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King scores. Banks moves to third. Morin moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.